Now, it's the first Thursday of the month, and that means it's time for our art galleries and shops and inner-city restaurants to throw open their doors and invite us in for the evening. Hope the chilly weather's not going to keep the people away, because if you've never experienced a First Thursday's event, you are missing out. And I'm hoping our next guest is going to prompt you to add it to your personal bucket list in a hurry. Michael Timbios, the co-founder of First Thursday, is on the line with us. Michael, great to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me. It's great to be on your show. And I guess I'm here. Yeah.
Good. Michael, for those who've never been before, won't you just start by painting the picture? Set the scene. What's it like to experience First Thursdays?
Okay, so First Thursdays is really, it's a monthly program of shops, galleries, restaurants and bars and what have you in the inner city of Cape Town and Johannesburg that keep their doors open after hours on the first Thursday of the month. So it's really, the concept is super simple. Instead of, you know, getting in your car or catching a train or taxi and heading home, stay in the city for an extra hour or two and see what people have made for you to see.
The art is always a huge focus of the experience. So you have a drink, go and look at a gallery, maybe pop in at a shop to buy something, hopefully go and have a bite to eat, the whole experience rolled up in one. But the art in particular is what draws people to this. Michael, are there any highlights you want to flag that are worth checking out tonight?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's one of the things that people always ask me. Friends ask me, you know, what do I go see? So I thought maybe it would be a good idea to just tell everybody at once. And tonight you're really spoiled for choice. On tonight's program, you've got things from comic art to photography to printmaking, painting, tapestry, and more. So I would suggest starting at the Sending Christus Museum, that's at 40 Long Street, where the City of Cape Town's Emerging Artists Program is presenting its first ever comic art illustration exhibition titled COVID, A New Way of Life. It's not that often that we see comic art as a discipline on its program, so I would really go check that out. Then there is a new photography journal called Oath Magazine that's inviting people to join them in the launch of their second printed volume tonight at number 70 Wales Street at something that they've called the House of Love. So that's quite cool. I'll go check that out. Just stop me. No, I'm going to carry on going. But,
give us another two, Michael. Yeah.
I've got another two. Okay, then I would definitely go see an exhibition by oil painter called John Michael Meterkamp. He's exhibiting at the Nell Gallery. That's at the corner of Long and Church Streets. And his exhibition is called Province. And it's John Michael's an incredible painter. And his work engages with history, photography, identity, autoethnography. All of these big concepts and really great paintings. And then, I think I've only got one left. I would really recommend popping in at THK Gallery, and that's at number 52 Vatican Street, where an artist called Pierre Lariche is exhibiting 14 new tapestries at a solo exhibition called Urns for the Ashes of My Lost Lovers, Part 1.
Wow.
So I don't know if I rattled it off too quickly.
No, look, I've got one more minute. Give us another one or two if there are other highlights you wanted to mention that we ran out of time for. Please do.
Definitely an exhibition that I would really recommend to go check out. It's by a Cape Town-based painter and printmaker called Aviwe Plaiki. He's got a new exhibition of oil paintings titled Makwandwe, which opens tonight at Ebony. These paintings are just absolutely beautiful, and I would really recommend going out and seeing them with your own eyes. If not tonight, you know, sometime in the next month. It's really great stuff. And you can check out the full list of highlights at our website. That's firstthursdays.co.za. And you can also catch us on Instagram and Facebook.
So firstthursdays.co.za for the website, or look for them on social. Michael, in terms of COVID protocols, these are times where you have to tempt some people out. What's being done about making sure that this is a safe experience for everyone?
Well, I think it's really just about sticking to the government protocols and respecting how the individual businesses, galleries and shops choose to enforce those at their premises. When in public, wear a mask, be mindful of those around you and just, I suppose, kind of do what we've all been doing, practice social distancing, wear a mask.
Okay, Michael, thanks so much for joining us. Final question is, what time it typically kicks off? Should we be heading there immediately after I finish the show?
Yeah, the program runs from 5 to 9, roughly. And then afterwards, you can pop in at one of the galleries and one of the bars or restaurants that's on the program for a drink. But the main sort of gallery program is between 5 and 9.
Michael Timbios, thank you so much for chatting to us. Co-founder of First Thursdays. It is the first Thursday of the month, so it's happening right now in the central city. And the website first-thursdays.co.za has got the full outline of what's happening where. So I would suggest start there, identify which particular exhibitions you're interested in seeing, and then plan your eating and drinking and dining, etc. around that. First-thursdays.co.za.